remember anybody ever coming to deliver a baby except a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, the same shaped nose, you'd say the boy
resembles his father.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Say favors him.
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? What might you say then?
Say he's exactly like him, I guess. Or he's a spitting image.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I guess, the quickest thing to say.
What does a spitting image mean? Does that
mean just exactly like him in every way?
In looks and
yeah,
in
actions.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way, any terms used disapprovingly, like, say, if he's acquiring his father's bad habits?
Say he's a chip off the old block, I guess, would be how you'd say it.
Does that sound bad to you? Does that sound insulting to say?
Well, I don't think that it's about somebody that has done something you disapprove of. I believe, you know, say he's a chip off the old block. If he's just like his daddy in a lot of ways, and they're good ways,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be disapproval.
I see. And, you say if a woman's looked after three children until they're all grown up, you'd say that she's
raised them, reared them.
And if a child was misbehaving, you might say, if you do that again, I'll give you a
spanking or a whipping.
Okay, any difference in those two words?
There was where I was raised. The spanking you did with your hand and a whipping called for a switch or a board or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people nowadays think of that as something horrible. But back when I was a child, that was just part of raising a child. If they did something they wasn't supposed to do, they got a spanking or switching or whatever was necessary. My daddy and mother never did whip me many times, and they wasn't brutal with it. They just whipped me enough for me to know that they meant for me to do like they said. I've heard of people just whipping a child and cutting the blood out of it and just merging it up, but my parents didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can look back and I appreciate every lick they gave me because I think it helped me to grow up to be a more decent person than it would if I'd been let have my way.
You mentioned a switching. Is that, well, say, what I'm interested in is, do you have different names for, say, a five-year-old child? Would you say you're going to give him a whipping, or would that be a little too severe?
I think just a spanking would be better. Of course, some of them I've seen I thought needed a good whipping, but I don't know. I don't believe in mistreating children.
What do you mean by switching?
Just go get you a little switch off a tree and shuck the leaves off of it and just use it just like you would a belt. Or a lot of people use belts nowadays, but I never did do that. I never have believed in it.
Would you give a switching, say, to a 14 or 15-year-old boy?
If he needed it.
Or whipping or a...
Yeah, yes, sir. If I had one that I thought needed, I'd give him a whipping.
Mm-hmm. And a...
Wouldn't it be?
A child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...